blessings, my brothers and my sisters. It is good to be here yet again. It is good to be here yet again. I know that many of you, as well as I am, as I am sure that even Brother Mel and countless amounts of people today, that today is a day unlike any other. For the first time in my history of living, is at least, and I know in a very long time, I would venture to say, that many of our traditions have come to a halt on today, that many of our traditions of getting up and putting on your Sunday's best to go to church in your best Easter fit for the year have been put on hold. But my brothers and my sisters, I am here to tell you, do not be discouraged, because today, keep in mind that the resurrection is not just an event that happened. The resurrection is something that happens each and every day. So my brothers and my sisters, I want to speak today on why the resurrection matters. Why the resurrection matters, even during a global pandemic. What makes the resurrection matter? I know, my brothers and my sisters, and many of us, we had this date planned out about 3 months ago on what we was going to wear, what church we were going to go to. We had the children matching outfit, matching shoes, matching dresses. Mama and daddy even had coordinated hats and glasses. But I am sure that nothing will take away your joy. If you were anything like me, Brother Mel, me and my brother, we had to go to church on Sunday dressed alike. Did we really like it? Not really. But Mama made sure that we were dressed just alike to go to church. But just like never before in our lifetime, this Resurrection Sunday, this Easter, will likely not be marked by traditions, but with a newness. Yes, we will sit around and we will talk, because today he is still risen indeed. Back and forth, and we will celebrate together. Although we may not be celebrating as a church gathered and as a church scattered on digital platforms around the world, we can still collectively sing together while our young kids run around the living room dancing to the music. We will open God's word while sitting in the comfort of our own homes today. Although, yes, it grieves me to not be celebrating the resurrection together this year, the need for hope in times of trouble is still there. And that hope is only found in the truth of Jesus' resurrection. Traditions may be missed this year, but what an opportunity we have to strip away what we've added to our Easter celebrations and display the joy and hope we have in a risen Savior to a world full of fear and anxiety that is groping in the darkness for peace. The point of Resurrection Sunday, it isn't fancy clothing and family gatherings, although I do love celebrating in these ways, but the meaning of the resurrection, the hinge point of our faith and the anchor of our hope, is Jesus' resurrection. Without it, our faith is useless, and we are still dead in our sin. As C.S. Lewis said of Jesus, without the resurrection, Jesus must have been a liar or a lunatic, not the Lord he claimed to be. Jesus could not claim to be the Son of God and promise to return to his people if the substance of those claims wasn't found in his bodily resurrection. My brothers and my sisters, the world may be shut down. Our economy may be shut down. But Brother Slade, I am glad that the tomb did not stay shut. I am glad that the tomb did not stay shut. So why does the resurrection matter? The resurrection, it testifies to the forgiveness of sin and to eternal life. Jesus, as we know, he is the Lamb of God. He and if you knew anything about the Passover was a time of looking back to what God had done to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. And the 10th and worst plague resulted in the death of the firstborn in all households, including livestock. But God's people were spared because they had slaughtered a spotless animal and put blood over their doorposts. It's because of this blood and the death of the firstborns in Egypt that God's people were delivered from their oppression. And this was the annual festival being prepared the day that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, the day that the Passover lambs were being slaughtered. The perfect Lamb of God was also crucified on the cross so that death might pass us by through the power of his blood. He is also, not only is he the Lamb of God, but he is the spotless lamb sacrificed on the day of the atonement and to atone or make reparations for sin. And once a year once a year, the high priest will slaughter an animal to pay for the sins of the people while also releasing a scapegoat into the wilderness with the sins of the people on the head and imagining God's removal of sin from the people. Jesus has both made a way for death to pass us by and for the penalty of sin to be paid. My brothers and my sisters, the resurrection reveals the defeat of sin, giving us access through Christ to the one God that we are needing our access to. Jesus has satisfied the just demands required by God the Father for sins. And if you read some of the promises of God shortly after the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus, you will see the intensity with which God hates sin. God cannot be around sin because he is holy, perfect, and his justice demands that sin is paid for rightly. He died that he died the death that we deserve. He took on the penalty of our sins and swapped places with us so that we could be forgiven of our sins and have his place of a righteous relationship with God as sons and daughters, and also as heirs to all that is God. The work that Jesus did on the cross doesn't matter for us in eternity, but it has changed our position with God today. It's not only going to matter in eternity, but my brothers and sisters, it matters today. Because the resurrection happened, we know we can be right and have access to God. My brothers and my sisters, we have to keep in mind through everything that we are doing that the resurrection is a promise of what is to come for those who trust in Jesus. His resurrection is the first fruit amongst the dead, that you can find that over in 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. And this means that Jesus' resurrection is a pattern that will be repeated in our lives. He is the first fruit of the resurrection that is to come for all who believe in him when he returns to reign here on this earth. In the Old Testament, first fruits of any crops were dedicated to God for his faithfulness to provide for them. And these were often offered on the Sabbath day following the Passover feast. And just as giving of the first fruit was a picture of the faith of God's people, had the rest of the harvest would follow the first. All who have union with Christ will be raised again as he was raised through the power of God. This union is mysterious, but it is founded with two truths. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And when he returns, we too will be raised. The resurrection, it is our hope and our peace. My brothers and my sisters, as chaotic as things are today, you need to know that you have a hope and a peace in Jesus Christ. And the reason that you have that hope is because he got up early on a Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hands on a Sunday morning. He rose from 3 days of a death that people thought, they said, he is done. He is counted out. I thank God that when he went down into the tomb, I thank God, Brother Slade, that the scripture made it clear that they laid him in a borrowed tomb. My mama taught me that it was only good that if you borrowed something that you had to give it back. So I am glad that they made it clear that he was laid in a borrowed tomb and he gave it back 3 days later. My brothers and my sisters, there is power in the resurrection. Our hope is in the resurrection and our peace is in the resurrection. In Jesus' resurrection, we know that death, sin, and suffering have been defeated. The life we live today is temporary. Even with everything that's going on, it's only temporary. But eternal life, dwelling with the Father, is coming. Upon Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to the disciples, a group of scattered, scared men. And this year, Easter comes to us similarly, as many are experiencing great fear, and the church is certainly scattered, unable to meet together physically. Yet Jesus is with his people, and he is not bound by if we are gathered in a building together or joining together through the blessing of technology. There has not been a moment in my lifetime where people were so desperate for peace and hope. The church has the answer, and my brothers and sisters, I leave you with the answer today. It is Jesus and his resurrection. Anything that you are facing, whether it's this pandemic, whether it is a job loss, whether it is sorrow, whether it is grief, whether it is stress, Jesus in his resurrection covered it all. My brothers and my sisters, I love you on today. Be blessed on today. Whatever you do, give God glory today. Don't let today be like any other day. Today is not a normal day. The Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be made glad in it, my brothers and my sisters. I love you. And before I leave you, I'm going to leave you with a gem that I leave you with every time. And that is this, that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Be blessed, my brothers and my sisters, and have a happy resurrection Sunday.